You did look excellent.
Grant, I thought you're not drinking during the week.
Drink whatever I want.
Guys, I can't come to the podcast anymore. I drink too much. No, man, I'm really, really excited about where Tiger's at, man.
Compared to, like, Riv, it was so crazy.
Does Club Hit speed really that fucking
He's
high?
Fourth on tour right now, I think. He's ahead of DJ for Club Head speed.
I was thinking he would honestly come back, like, 112 after all the surgeries and stuff.
I just did, like, I mean, episode one of this podcast, I was like, he's not going to really do anything. I really did not think he was going to be bringing in top 15s on a regular basis this year. But here we are.
I'm just afraid it's a ceiling.
Right.
Which is still, if that's what? A ceiling, that's okay from where he was at.
No,
no, but for how fucked up he was, it's amazing he's in a finishing close to top 10. All right, let's fire this thing up and we'll talk on it.
It's going.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
I
we are live. Here's the red light.
All right.
Hold on, because I think it's not really realistic to think that this is his ceiling right now, right? He's only played like 3 tournaments.
True, but like with Phil, and I've said the last couple times, I don't see him really winning again because I don't think his best is good enough anymore.
Right.
And I think he's on the downward part. All these young guys are just too good.
Right.
And maybe they're 1 or 2 or 3 shots that much better over the course of a tournament.
Right. That I can see.
And that's what kind of half worried about, but not really.
Are you kind of also getting into like the mental errors of hitting, you know, playing that 15th hole that shitty,
yeah,
which he never would have done in his prime. He would have just...
Well, I watched pretty much all covered Saturday and Sunday, and I didn't see any young guys missing that shot short right, really.
That's what I mean.
Justin Thomas fired it over the flag on 15 and 17 both times.
Him
like
and List did today, right?
List
they both
today.
Just hit him on the back.
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
Chipped him on.
I mean, there is... It's not a bailout, but you can bail that thing out sort of short left and
hit it off the grandstand. I don't care. Don't
play the draw both Saturday and Sunday.
He's trying to hit right at it.
The old baby fade.
Yeah.
But the first one went left.
But didn't he, on, was it Friday when he tried to play the draw and he hit it in the water? On 15.
That was a fade.
Saturday he hit one over left over that bunker.
But that was a double.
Oh, yeah.
15 and 17. But he wasn't trying
it. He wasn't trying it. That was a double cross.
No, it was, yeah, it was bad.
Each of the shots he hit were that kind of weak fade, kind of off the...
They said he birdied 1 out of 8 par fives or something like that this week, too.
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he blew it up on that little
short
stretch of holes.
Short game's good. Putter's good. Short irons look good.
But it's just odd because, like, today on 16, he had a bad shot on 15. He had 17 coming up. But then his second shot on the 16 from, like, 195 was a laser.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exact spot.
Never even
hit
left
that.
The pin.
Yeah.
And he didn't convert any putts, really, you know. Saturday, yesterday was just the one that just kind of wish he could will one in.
No, he was burning a lot of edges.
He led the field in driving distance and proximity. And his proximity was like 2 feet closer than anyone else's in the field.
Yeah. Well, he beat the average by like 10.
Yeah.
Was he inside of 30 feet?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
for
crazy for that.
It was like 25.
That wind and that condition of that golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's off, and then what, we'll play in Tampa or something? Or no, he's not playing in Tampa.
Probably Bay Hill.
Yeah.
Which is like March 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th,
yeah.
I think.
What's the format? I didn't look in the WGC event that's in Mexico.
It's just 4 rounds of stroke.
It's just 4 rounds. Is that goofy golf course again, that really short
thing? I don't know if they're going back there or not.
With the altitude.
Like 8,000 feet?
Yeah.
No, but it's only like 7,000 yards, right? It's like a pitch and putt.
It's tight, though. I mean, got those guys' attention. No one really hated it.
Yeah,
it's
I just think I don't know. The other thing that happens with Tiger is it, and like it said, like, and I think Grant's right with Phil in his 40s. Is it, does that one round that you just make a mental mistake more than anything? Is it hard to beat the kids who are 27 and 25 and 28 years old? It just doesn't happen. And it just, is that what you saw in that par 3 of how many strokes that cost him over 4 rounds? Is those the little things that keep you from winning? And that's why it's hard to win in their 40s. It's just hard. A lot of guys don't. There's not too many tour winners in their 40s, no matter how great they were.
In any era. So that's, they got a lot of history going against them. That's why I said, I hope I'm wrong. I probably am. But it just had that feeling that, like, he might be at a ceiling. He's going to have to break through and win a big one, like going away for it to
yeah,
kind of start to build on itself.
Win by four, five, six.
I don't see
six.
It grinding one out.
Well, the other thing I was noticing from the tournament today, especially, talk about earlier stuff, but how Justin Thomas short irons and wedges look so much better with that softer golf swing when he's not just pounding it. It's got that softer arms through impact, flighted down, a little lower, versus when he first came out a couple years ago and everything was hit really hard. I love his action with short irons right now. It's, you know, and that's what happens with those kids who hit it hard. It takes a little bit to come out. I think, Grant, didn't you notice that when you were watching the college kids out at Rich Harvest of, like, short irons, they still go at it really, really hard when they're in college, and they sort of then have to learn that.
Yeah, I would say they all play just really aggressive on every swing in full numbers.
Versus trying to soft it in there. But his golf swing looks really good to me. Like, really, really good. I love the direction he's going.
His misses are so bad, though, still. Like, off the tee, you know, 50-yard rope hooks, 50-yard pushes. It comes from all the swings being generated, but I don't know. That just seems like something that could always be an issue.
Tell you what, Luke List golf swing looks a lot better this year, too.
I was rooting for him.
Yeah, I was too, but he didn't look ready for it.
No, well, the first, you know, the tee shot in the playoff was just brutally bad. Like, didn't even give himself a chance, really.
Didn't his golf swing look a little looser at the top a couple years ago? It looks tighter now to me, where it's set in a better position. He sort of...
I think he's always had that. He looks tight, compact, but he just... Like, yesterday he played great. Saturday, he was really good. But then today, he just, like I said, he wasn't ready for it.
He started slow, too.
Yeah, but don't you think what he did on the back nine, he used to give himself back in contention after a tough front nine, still helps his confidence go in the right direction? That he did bounce it back.
Confidence builder, but today wasn't his day. My general take on watching him.
Wouldn't be surprised if Tommy Fleetwood wins a major, too. My gosh, his golf swing looked good, too.
I was going to say, I thought his swing looked the best at anybody's today, man.
I don't know why, because I've known about Fleetwood for a while, and he's awesome. But for some reason, he, like, does not do it for me at all.
Really?
I realized it this week. Like, I watch, I'm just like, eh. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I don't know anything enough about him or his just demeanor and just... I just get nothing. I'm just kind of like, ugh.
I can get so many quality golf shots, though.
He does. But it's... And so I can't really figure out, like, why I don't...
The hair?
...want him to...
Look
no,
hair?
I mean...
The beard, he reminds me of early 2000s Robin Thicke. With the long hair. Like, he's going to start singing a song or something.
I just... I don't know. Like, Norin's the same way. I kind of... Like, he's awesome. He's a... Like, but I just... They don't do it for me at all, as far as, like...
They feel... They're... I don't know. They feel devoid of, like,
I don't know,
emotion or something when they're on the course.
I like Fleetwood. I can see him winning, like, a U.S. Open or something, like a tough golf course.
He'll win some big tournaments, I think, but I just thought it was weird. I was thinking about it just watching it today, and I was like, I don't want you to win. Like, you're just not, really giving me anything here. Like,
man, does Alex Noren get through the golf ball aggressively with that? I mean, I don't know if he can hit a hook if he needs to, but, man, that's just one strong hold-off.
How about Webb Simpson's swing and come through, like...
It's always kind of looked
like
that.
Oh, my God.
It's like a pelvic thrust.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's how he gets clears the hips.
His sunscreen on his face all day.
Probably an impact. I'm sure it looks flawless, but that it's a low left
he
egg.
He battles his shanks.
Or I could see that from that position, yeah.
He does. But, yeah, Noren's swing, I don't know that... Hard swinging left.
Yeah, just a power fade. I mean, I think it's efficient manner if you're that good and athletic and strong to hit a golf
ball. The weird ass putting set up.
Yeah, he's good though. How many European Tour wins has he got now? Like 7, 8.
Yeah,
a lot in the last couple of years. I mean, he's gonna be
four
in the Ryder Cup
last year.
Yeah, he's the real deal. But essentially, it's a professional fake. I mean, it's a professional cut. You just super strong grips the hell out of it.
Amazing.
Doesn't release the club head and holds onto it for dear life, and it goes pretty straight and falls to the right.
Yeah.
It's a good golf swing for on a pro level. You wouldn't teach a kid to go like that out of the gate, but I understand what he's trying to do with it.
Yep. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, is it fair to start asking what the hell is wrong with Rory McIlroy's short game?
Oh, my God.
That's brutal.
It's more the putter, isn't it?
I looked at the statistics, man, from 16,
his wedges have been like full
his wedges.
Wedges
are terrible.
Yeah, like they're he'll brutal. Hit one 15 yards long.
Yeah, he's
like
got no distance control at all.
Yeah.
I looked at the statistics today and I can't quote them for you, but in 16 he was like in the top 15th. I think he was like 11th in like approach shots, shots gained from inside of 100 yards, and a bunch of other stuff. He's now like 70th.
Grant, do you think it's just being a great driver of the golf ball, the rotation he has, then kind of is negative in the wedge and the flash sort of
no,
through the hit zone?
I think it's like body type, really. Just too muscle bound and, you know, probably loses some of your finesse shots. And you know, that's kind of what I think.
To me, it looks like it still has quite the rotation.
Well, ever since he got bulked up is when it's kind of nosedive. Right.
I loved how in Tiger's, like, post-round interview, he's like,
more.
Yeah, I gotta get back in the gym. You know, I've been out here 2 weeks in a row. I gotta get beefed back up. It's like, yes,
he,
Tiger.
If he was like 10 pounds lighter in muscle, he'd still even be better, to be honest.
It's unbelievable. But, yeah.
But no, Roy struggled. But in that tournament and the Abu Dhabi, looked pretty good.
Back-to-back, he finished second, I think.
Yeah, and then you know, it kind of looks, far. Like I was talking about, Justin Thomas looks kind of, it looks soft and fluid through the hit zone. He's still like, I guess when I'm point I was making to you, Grant, is it still looks like the wedge hit looks like somebody hitting a driver shot where it's just hard hit. It doesn't look soft-armed. It doesn't look less rotational and square through the target line like Justin Thomas is now doing with short irons and wedges. It still looks like it's a pretty damn hard, drawy type, slightly right-to-left wedge shot compared to, you know, Spieth with a wedge or even kind of Tiger with a short iron. It's, I don't know. If something doesn't to the eye doesn't quite look right with his short irons. It looks great
it's
with a driver.
It's distance control. I just
well, that's probably where that produces that, right? Where you're the loft is actually different each time with that amount of compression and release and hand rotation or rotation of the club head. His driving statistics have to be great still, aren't they?
They were to start the year. I don't know how he's doing since he came stateside.
I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah.
He's pulling it up now. And then you got to talk about Duffner's hat. This, I mean, it's the greatest.
And the boss hat when he played with Tiger.
Yeah.
He stole from Fowler.
I was going to say, where did he get the hat from?
The night before he was over at Ricky's house and went looking for a hat.
And he
found that's what he ended
one?
Up with. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Nice.
I don't know why he'd still leave that much money on the table for self-expression.
Well, do you think he might be creating his own hat company? I mean, is that the next logical step where he's just going to do Duffner hats?
I don't know.
I'd say no.
I wonder what a hat contract pays him. It is a couple hundred grand a year?
Yeah, 50 at a minimum, 250 or 300 max.
What did he wear on Thursday? Was it anything close to that entertaining?
I think he had a B.I.G. Supreme hat on. One of those.
Is there a certain brand that makes that boss hat, or is it just like some...
Yeah, it was all over Twitter. People were trying to find it, but it was like sold out. Like it's some, you know, random product that got put on some random website and doesn't really exist anymore.
Stole it from Fowler. That is awesome.
I want him to wear like a captain's hat. Like a boat captain. Come out with a safari hat on.
So Rory is... From 50 to 75 yards, he's 196th on the tour, averaging 35 feet proximity.
Dude.
From 70,
oh God, that's bad.
From 75 yards to 100 yards, he's 187th on tour. He averages 23 feet. So from inside 100 yards, he's basically averaging like high 20s, 30 feet.
I think I'm actually better than that.
Yes, yeah, pretty bad.
He's playing like he's a 6 handicap.
It's and that's
inside 100 yards.
196th and 187th out of however many guys
have
qualified.
Where is he
at
from like
150
to 175 then? Is it getting way tighter than
150 to 175? He's 103rd, 30 feet. But he's actually hitting it closer from there than he is from...
That's frightening.
Compounds when you don't make a putt, too. You
know? And that, right. And then you're leaving yourself 5 footers for par and bogey.
Yes.
Constantly and missing
that's tough. I mean,
you made a quad today on like 15 or something, I guess.
But. Yeah, that was round. I mean, that turn was sort of over.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same token, that's hard to play top level golf when, like, who's like I would. What's the difference between the guy who's number one in that category versus where he's at from the 50 to 70? You know, like how many feet are you talking about?
I'll find out.
Not only that, but
to be determined.
How many percentage points? Better is your make percentage.
Oh, that's what I'm getting at. And then you don't putt it well on top of it. It's
right.
A really
double. I bet you like leaders like 13 feet from 100 yards.
Yeah, so for 50 to 75 yards, oh, there's a bunch of guys, but what the fuck? Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of bullshit in here. Hold on. There's a bunch of guys with like 10 attempts.
Is Rory still switching around putters and shit?
No, he's been locked in on a TaylorMade one. Okay. When he was out and playing at Pebble, he went to
the Kingdom. 50 to 75 is probably actually further from the flag than like 100 to 125 yards for those guys most of the time.
Part of the reason I ask is because, I mean, you see it go both ways where some guys that putt really well have a different putter all the time. But, I mean, Tiger's still got the Cameron.
Well, yeah, since he's back to it, he's right. Screwing around with all his Nikes.
The method, yeah.
The moment the Nike contract was gone.
Cameron was back in his hand. Obviously, Spieth is famous for having the same one putter he's had for the last 15 years or whatever.
From 75 to 100 yards, the guys that actually have like a decent amount of attempts, the best guys are like 10, 11 feet. Mm-hmm. The bulk of them are 14, 15 feet.
And Rory's
There's 30? Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Was he at 30 for that? Or no, he was like 20.
25 or whatever. Yeah,
that's a huge insane difference between a 10-foot putt and a 25-foot putt.
Right. Like 90% of these guys are inside 20 feet, and he was well beyond that.
Somebody should tell him.
Hey, dude, you probably should work on that. Did you guys see there was an article a while back about DJ's new putter, how they put those sight lines on it for him.
Yeah.
How he was lining up.
Like 11 inches left or something. Yeah.
How does a professional golfer consistently line up a putt 11 inches off of his intended line?
Well, I think he was aiming like a couple inches left or right or whatever it was. Then they tried to switch him over to like a straight line down the middle, and that's when he was aiming like even further, and then they went to that little T that he's using now.
And that actually was like statistically
he was like
the best.
Dead on.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that crazy just an alignment line to make that much of a difference?
Yeah, I mean, I had this conversation
too. Your eye would still just see it.
Right, and if you're not looking, I mean, obviously if you're not directly above that line when you're trying to line it up, and if you're turning your head sideways and it's all, I mean, who the hell knows? I mean, you've played with me when I was aiming 5 feet right of the fucking hole and I still hit it on the water.
Well, that's the thing. Like if you wind up hitting the putt squarely on your line.
But he's as well as he putts it, he's not 11 inches offline most of the time.
Well,
no. So, Justin Thomas has won 7 out of 31 tournaments, I think it is now.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
This was his 8th win, right?
Yeah. Like it's 7 out of 31.
Same as Spieth for overall.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Moved up. This is so weird, though. So he's won 7 out of 31 tournaments, which 31 tournaments basically like a year. Let's just, like a whatever. And he's still ranked 3rd in the world. Like, how the hell is that even possible?
Well, I mean, the official world golf rankings, they don't.
They make no sense. Right. That's my. Like,
well, how much has DJ won in the last? And how strong was the field DJ won against? I mean, that's.
Yeah. But it's just kind of like amazing to think about the fact that he...
People bitch about this all the time. In fact, Solly from No Laying Up has the whole Alex Noren thing where he was like...
When he was like 10th in the world.
Yeah.
And like hadn't played in a PGA tournament.
People were like ripping on Solly because they thought he didn't like Noren, but that's not the point. The point was that they had... It's like the Euro Tour, they have these events where you can just get a crap ton of OWGR points, and so the rankings are sort of pointless.
I am shocked though how he'd be behind Rahm, because how many wins does Rahm have in the last year? Three?
Yeah, but he was like a top five.
He finished like top 10 like every tournament. Yeah,
Thomas goes bad, it goes bad.
That's true.
Right.
He doesn't hang around top 10 really. He's kind of the new generation.
What did you guys think of the golf course today for the Honda Classic?
I like that course. I just like the way it looks on TV.
It's Florida golf.
Yeah, like, that's my thought. It's like very, it's windier Florida golf, super penal. The crowd seemed annoying as hell today. I don't. Maybe it was just like near the end of the tournament, like in the playoff, when List hit his ball up against the grandstand.
Right.
But Jesus Christ. Well, did you guys see the...
Did Justin Thomas throw somebody out?
Yeah. So there's this whole, like, debacle going on. Like, the people are turning on Justin Thomas, I think. Like, that he's, like, an entitled kind of...
So what did the guy say to him that he got that mad where he had him tossed?
He hit his shot on 15, I think it was, on 15T. And a guy yelled, like, get in the bunker. And it was on CBS, actually. You could hear Justin Thomas actually talking to the guy while the ball was in the air. He basically was, the guy yells, get in the bunker. Justin Thomas is basically like, who said that? It's not on camera, but you can tell he's like, did you say that? And you could, some guy's off camera or whatever. And then Justin Thomas is like, all right, well, you know, get him out of here. And he's like, have a nice day or something, and walks off.
I'm surprised he even registers with him. And then when you're grinding out the win of a tournament, you think you wouldn't even hear that.
Even if you did, why?
Yeah, what difference does it make?
Well, so he was talking about it last week or whatever, I think at Riv, about all the crowd stuff with Tiger and whatever. And basically, part of his argument was that, like, the crowds are kind of, like, rambunctious and rude, and they yell, like, stupid stuff that makes no sense. Like, Sally talked about, you know, like, people are just yelling, like, Snapchat at him. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? I found it pretty ironic that JT got all pissed today, and then in the playoff, when he makes his putt to win or whatever, drops out the loudest F-bomb ever, which CBS then played like four times on TV. But it was kind of funny because Justin Thomas is part of his, like, comments about crowd and crowd behavior were that, like, people are yelling vulgar stuff and they're like
just being F-bombs.
Yeah, like on TV in front of the entire gallery that's still there. But I don't know. I mean, I think golf, yeah, I was thinking about this today too. Like, golf and basketball have to just be like 1 and 2 for most vulgarities on live TV. Like, what other sport do you get the level of just fuck and you idiot piece of shit? Like, just every tournament. It's awesome.
Some random NFL, you'll hear some weird comment, but
the guy gets tackled into the sound guy.
Mike.
NBA is pretty good about editing all
that. Yeah, usually it's pretty like
delay,
long
right?
Long stretches.
5 second delay or something, so we can hit the button.
Silence, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing, though, like, that. CBS, I feel like every round. I mean, because the tee boxes are mic'd up. And, yeah. But.
And that atmosphere, what was that around? Hole, was that
17?
17 was pretty raucous out there.
Yeah, well, that might have been where it was. I thought it was on 15, though, because I didn't think it was at the very end of the round. But yeah, and then they got posted on Twitter that Justin Thomas basically told security to throw that guy out. And then, of course, the Twitterverse, you know, basically starts calling him an entitled, you know.
Dude, I mean, why? Like, the dude, he didn't yell something about his mom.
I know.
In the bunker. Like,
I listened to it again because I was... I
don't even know how you would hear that as a pro. It just doesn't...
But even if you did, like, it's not like your mom, you know, has sex with horses or something. It's get in the bunker. That's all in good fun.
Yeah. I had a great laugh when the guy yelled, get in the water, when Phil right. thought it was hilarious.
It was awesome.
And Phil probably gave him a thumbs up and walked away.
I do think that people need to chill out when they go to golf tournaments, though, man. There are too many dumb people that say too many dumb things and do dumb stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's stupid, man. Golf is one of the few sports that you can go and watch and actually have an impact on the outcome of the game. If, like, a dude's hitting a 4 foot putt and you scream in the middle of his backswing and he misses the putt, you just affected the outcome. That doesn't happen in an NBA game. It doesn't happen in a baseball game. So people need to freaking understand that. It's and the shit that goes on is so dumb.
What about those people who have... They got to be half lit. No idea. I mean,
for sure.
I mean, we love the game, respect the game. We're not gonna go yell at. But you got some moron.
Well, listen, I've said some dumb shit when I'm drunk. Believe me. But you have to go to the golf tournament knowing inside your own head, like, I may get drunk, but I still have to be quiet.
Did you also see the highlight of that kid with the cigarette, like, going ape shit when somebody, like, hit the ball to the rough? That got all over Twitter too. This kid's like, looking at the camera. I don't even know how he knew the camera there, and he's like jumping up and down like someone just hit it in the rough, and he's got the drink and the smoke going. And this guy is just like, it's Christmas for a 5-year-old. So that kind of awesome. Guy. Yeah, this is he's the most happy person ever to see a ball in the trees on a Florida golf tournament. And by the way, the announcers keep saying like there's water in every hole, like Grant was saying. That's every golf course I play in Orlando.
Yeah.
Basically, like, yes, there's water lined on one half of the hole or the other half. Every single hole. But, like,
I really feel like that golf course is one of several that successfully create some, like, legit drama in the last four holes.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
Sort of regardless of how far apart the leaders are from the rest of the pack.
Every year,
you can see you can see a four-shot swing in those three holes.
Well, I played it, and for whatever it's worth, cause maybe because our golf course we all play is so narrow, but it didn't seem that shockingly tight to me. I was like, okay. But,
I mean, you're also playing from whatever tees.
6,300 yards.
I don't think it's as much tight as it is awkward.
Yeah.
You know, the
greens all sort of are narrow.
Angled.
And the angle is
shallow.
Yeah. And it's windy. A lot of the time.
Yeah, and then...
And there's water.
The trouble...
Don't forget the water.
Trouble starts at like 300 on a lot of holes.
Right.
So you're forced to lay back.
For worth, I got through the bear trap at even par, so just call it what it is.
We'll see you there next year.
Don't say I'd want to do it again.
8 hybrid.
No, it was, I believe, 2-6
hybrid. 7 hybrid from 140.
Yeah, it was 2-6 hybrids on both par 3s. And then it was a Thriver and a 7 hybrid into 16.
Beautiful. Yes.
The hybrids worked. Got it on land.
I like the 18th hole a lot, too.
Makes sense.
I mean, the bear trap is good. But
there's room on there. You can hit it out right of those bunkers. You can try rip draw around them.
Right. Yeah.
There's room on that tee.
Yeah. And then List hit it in the only spot you really, not in the playoff.
Yeah.
Right.
Into the trees, like over where that
swing looked late.
Carts were parked.
Well, the other thing we didn't talk about, Bubba went in.
Yeah.
I did not see that one.
Oh, that's the.
It Bubba was, crying.
Oh, my God. Bubba, that guy is. I hate. He pisses me off so much. Like, this is the guy who, at the long drive, was at the U.S. Open.
PGA.
The PGA. Wouldn't do it because he said he's here to win a golf tournament.
He's out playing the basketball.
He spent the entire fucking week in L.A. gallivanting around like he's some fucking 18-year-old celebrity, like social media star. And then wins and cries and whatever. It just, I don't know. He's just so frustrated.
He's a strange duck.
Courses for horses. I've said it three times now. He's been there three times. Things just work for you no matter.
Well, it didn't work well with him with the Volvic ball last year in that golf course.
That's got to go down as one of the absolute worst like equipment signing deals of any sport ever.
Yeah. I mean, he spins the golf ball.
Right. It's fun to watch him play. I'm not like, as much as I kind of dislike his personality and whatever, like watching him hit, you know, these stupid shaped, you know, shots into every green. Yeah, it's cool. But, man,
why
the Volvic
still pick
deal.
A ball that doesn't spin as much, and he spins the ball to create what he sees. That's what.
But maybe it kind of speaks to, like, what I'm talking about, like, his personality. Like, he literally wanted to be, like, so different that he wanted to play, like, a Volvic golf ball and play a pink ball at the detriment to his game because he's that, like, weird of a guy that he wants to kind of, like, have
or
the
just
attention.
Or $1 million. I don't know. You know,
$1 million. He
made
that as a Genesis last week.
In winnings.
How bad does this hurt Volvic?
Yeah, I mean, if there needed to be a final knockout blow,
they still got Johnny Ray Houston. They still have Johnny Ray Houston.
I don't think any good players bought Volvic because Bubba was playing him.
No, right.
So.
It did bring some attention to the brand, though.
It definitely did. Yeah. There's
no one's gonna go fleeing away from it because he won without it, though. It's like if you play a Volvic for $19 a dozen, like
it actually looked cool. Like,
you're gonna do that.
When we were playing North Berwick in Scotland, my dad pulled one out and threw it to me, and I hit it off a tee. And we were walking to my ball, and I hit it in a bunker, so we get there.
Of course you did.
Dude, I got bunkered.
Every bunker.
Was it
all
day
in Scotland?
Was it a color?
Yeah, it was a yellow one. And
These things aren't yellow. It is.
No, it's like neon yellow. Highlighter. And so I get down in the bunker, and my caddy's like, throw me that ball. And I'm like, what do you mean? throw me that ball. He's like, here, play this one. That thing is shite. I throw it to him, fucking chucks it into the weeds.
The Volpik?
Yeah, he was like, this ball is fucking terrible. Get out of here. So they know it sucks.
People like them. We've sold a ton of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we sell a ton of those things. I don't know. But that was interesting to see him win.
Like Grant said, yeah, I mean, people that play those balls are going to play them. Obviously, cool. they have no interest in the like actual performance whatever.
Is Bubba on the Ryder Cup team? I mean, you think it's going to be consistent enough to?
Well, he's a long way to go from there. Left him off when he was seven in the world.
How many wins does he need this year for him to be a lock on that team? Let's say he's not there. If he wins twice, is he on? One more win, you put him on?
It depends, for sure.
Twice, yeah, he'd probably be floating around top 20 in the world again.
Well,
yeah,
I was going to ask, is he now in the top 10 guys to win the Masters?
If he's playing like he is now?
I mean, clearly, that course is built for that dude.
He can hit a fade.
And he's got the Pro V back.
Right, yeah.
He's won it twice, you know?
Right, exactly. I mean, I have to expect that he's...
Well, also, his putting stroke looked a lot better at Riviera. It didn't look as jumpy and it recoiled back. It actually, he rolled it really, really well. The short game was obviously great. So, I mean, he's a very different player.
He does still hit putts that he, like ejects out of before he even really, hits them.
Standing up.
Like, he just starts walking up, as he's hitting the putt sometimes. But, I mean, yeah, he played
I mean, I
well,
think he'd be,
obviously.
On the Ryder Cup, the tough part would be, who do you put him with?
They had that problem before, and they put,
Webb? They put Webb Simpson on the team.
Because they were like, Webb could actually hang out with him.
Right.
And it was terrible.
Yep, didn't work.
Well, because they literally put Webb on the team because no one else like. Because
like, how do you do alternate shot with them? Or I mean, that would be hard.
I don't know.
I think it'd be easy.
Really?
Yeah, he can get you out anywhere. You know, he's an asshole and people don't like him, but he's not. If any spot you put him in, he can get out of it. Yeah, there's something to be said for that.
I'm just thinking maybe the personality standpoint where it's.
Yeah, hit some sweeping hook where he probably doesn't have to, but generally it'll work out.
I'm trying to think of who the guys on the team would be. Let's assume Webb Simpson's not going to be on the Ryder Cup team. Who the hell would you pair him with?
He's been in good form. But
can you imagine putting him with Patrick Reed or something? That would be an interesting pair.
Reed's playing shit.
I don't think he would be on it.
You don't think they'll just give him the nod just from the last three of them or two of them?
The way he's playing right now.
Can play together.
Yeah. I'll put money right now he's on the team. I will bet anyone $1. Come hell or high water, Patrick Reed is on that team.
I'll take that bet.
All right, done. $1.
One buck.
Anybody else want it?
Sure.
All right. Golds?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. He's still 25th in the world, but falling. But nah, he's got nothing. Their outlook is not
he thinks about it. Nope.
$1 bet?
Sure.
All right. I'm winning $3 on this one. I say no matter. It's just like putting Poulter on the team in his prime. Like, it doesn't matter. He's going on that team.
Yeah, I don't know.
Spieth will be like, I'm playing with Patrick Reed, and I want him.
But
on.
You could put Spieth with anybody. That's right. The thing. Like, how much? I mean, in Patrick Reed, yes, he is like fucking Captain America in these team events. But you're telling me you couldn't put fucking Spieth with Justin Thomas?
You can put him with anybody.
Right.
By the way, Jay, I think you're swearing as much as Ryan did the first episode we did this with.
I'm probably on a good pace here.
Now that I'm running
for the Bubba came up.
I'm trying to keep it in check.
A lot of it was proper usage from the golf tournament from CBS.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Ryan, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I want to be clear that in order for the bet to pay, he has to be a playing member. He can't be vice captain.
No, he's got to be on the team.
Because I could see them basically bringing him in.
No, he wouldn't do it.
To do the rah-rah thing.
He wouldn't do it.
He's 12th right now. He might, I don't know.
He's going to be on that
team. It's all about his form. I mean, he's playing so bad right now that if he does this all year, he's not going to make it.
Right.
There's no way.
I'll still say they'll put him on there.
All right, we'll see.
How about Patty Harrington? I watched a bunch of him on Thursday.
He's
walking out of his golf swing now.
The walkthrough.
He's been doing that for a while.
Stepping. Yeah.
Struggled.
It's not good.
Yeah.
He's still searching. Is he trying to hit it further? Something like that move too? He's trying to...
Well, he tried, then he said he was backing off of that.
Okay.
So I don't know where he's at.
He's an interesting character.
He is.
Yep. Did you guys read the...
Yeah, the Rory.
McIlroy? Yeah. It was interesting.
I still... When I walked in his group... God. When did he win his last major? 08?
About right.
I believe so.
That's grand.
This was about like in 2010 when there was the BMW. And he used to hit that little pretty, you know, in his prime, that little tiny fade. And he was hitting like a hard hook. And he was swinging as, I mean, he was out driving Jeff Ogilvie by 20, 25 yards. But then like once a nine, he would miss this thing either dead right or snap hook.
Yeah, that's my old.
And it was like, why don't you just play the ball flight that got you three major championships in like a 2-year period? Like, it was really weird to watch him like swing out of his ass that hard and hit that big of a hook for a touring pro. It was,
dude.
No one stays on what they do. They always think they can get better.
I just don't know why hitting a rope hook for Padraig Harrington was better.
Yardage.
He was beating the shit out of the thing, but my God, when it missed, he had one right on 18 at Cog Hill, so far right. Is there another fairway right of 18?
He'd be out of bounds.
Okay, he was close. It was 9 million yards right, and I was like, that's so far off the map. But it was interesting to watch that ball flight. You just don't see that often of a slinging hook on a touring pro. But anyway, he's an interesting character.
Yeah, he's entertaining in all his interviews, though.
Yeah, you can tell he's highly intelligent. It's just
a good dude.
I would have stuck with what worked with the three majors. I don't know. You're kind of doing all right with that.
Yeah.
The 2-foot cut.
Well, like Grant said, I mean, Tiger did it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, you're taking the 2000
golf swing. He won a major by like 15 shots and still wanted something different.
They all do, you know. Yeah.
It's like women. You're always got to get bored with what you got.
I'm trying to think who really never changed. Like, Nicholas never changed his swing much on purpose, right? I'm trying to think who else might have played. I mean, obviously, like Turbino and Tom Watson, their swings look the same forever, but it's more of a modern thing, I think. Like, Mickelson's swing hasn't changed a hell of a lot.
He's been through four teachers.
Yeah, but it looks the
same. They do a lot of different things.
He's not. He used to fall back more in a reverse C, I guess, when he was younger. Yeah, I don't know. I can't understand how Tiger ever changed his 2000 golf swing. That was the best looking golf swing I ever saw. But you're right, though. They do think they're going to.
It's usually after they've had sustained success, which is even more like backwards.
Right.
Think of the nightmares of it. Luke Donald trying to hit it longer. That went to hell in a handbasket. Keimer trying to play a hook. That didn't work out so hot. So sometimes it can backfire, too.
Bubba just went to the Volvic to self-destruct. He said, I don't feel like going.
You know what?
I've never taken a golf lesson, but I can definitely play a shit golf ball.
I read, too, that he hardly tested that ball before he took the deal.
Yeah,
like,
really?
Didn't play it. I mean, usually those guys take forever to make a ball deal of what they're going to kind of do, and a lot of offseason testing.
Wasn't it that he saw guys playing the ball
in the long
drive contest?
Yeah.
We
I could do it.
We've talked about it on this podcast, like with Rory saying it, and then I talked to Xander or whatever, and same thing. He said basically he signed with Callaway because the golf ball. So
they can work around over the rest of it.
Kind of, yeah, and like so they find what they like for a ball, and then you have Bubba who just was like, ooh, a pink ball?
Well, that's what Rory.
That
was a big part of Rory going to TaylorMade. It was the
TP5, right?
Which is a really good ball, but it worked really well for him. Then he kind of worked around it.
Well, not so much from 100 yards. Maybe
off the driver,
a spinner. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you have the stats up, where is he at in strokes gained driving the ball? Is it still stupid good then? It's got to be the way it's keeping him alive, isn't it?
I'll pull it up for here real quick.
All right. Any other?
I don't know if it's that great.
Looks like he still drives it really good. Goltz is deep into his phone. Anything interesting? No.
Smiley Kaufman going 23 over.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising. What happened to that kid? Oh, he had a nice game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I give him credit for not WD'ing. What was the first round?
He shot like 82 the first.
83 and 80, I think.
He went back-to-back 8 handles?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty sure.
Sucks. From the guys I know at Cleveland Strixhine, he's supposed to be a super good dude, too. Like, he's supposed to be a great kid.
He's buddies with, like, all those guys.
Oh, yeah, he's part of that Baker's Bay crew and everything.
It's weird, though, because they've all kind of sustained so much success that it kind of... I feel bad for him.
Wasn't he in the final group of the Masters a couple years ago?
Like, when Spieth dunked him in the water,
yeah.
I mean, Willett won. he was playing with Spieth, and he shot like 80 or something.
His way up there, high 70s.
He just like hacked
it around.
That
was his first time in that. I mean, that's.
Yeah, he said he was like basically trying to stay out of Jordan's way and like just like keep him company and whatever, because he knew like after the front nine he was toast. And then they got to 12 and it just went to hell in a handbasket for both of them.
Well, I hope the kid finds it. Like I said, from what I've heard from the guys I know, he's supposed to be like a really, really good dude. So, but that's weird to see him playing that bad.
It hasn't been good in a year. Like,
no.
Like, not good at all.
Yeah. This is his last year from that.
Well, he finished top 10 at Sanderson, but that's obviously.
Right.
You know, it was shitty weather.
Was he DFL?
This week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but like a mile.
Yeah, I don't.
Did Cantlay play this week or no?
No.
No. Is he still going to go to a real limited schedule? Like 15 events a year? 17?
I don't think so. He only played that last year because that was all he was like exempted into.
He was trying to keep his back from blowing up.
I don't know. I mean, if he wants to get on the Ryder Cup team and do some of that other stuff, he's definitely got to...
I like that. Work. I like that kid's golf swing. I like his golf game. I think it's really, really good.
He's a winner. He's done there before. He's been around.
As what do you call it, Grant? Pedigree, right? Yeah. That pedigree is solid.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing on Rory yet?
Oh, he's 17th.
Yeah.
And off the tee.
Yeah.
You could really tell the difference between JT and Luke List today in terms of that pedigree, history, and maybe not pedigree, but just the fact that Luke List hasn't done it yet and JT has done it 7 times. I mean, was there ever a doubt that he was going to miss that 4-footer to win it?
No.
Right.
Well, I think it was going down the
hatch. Right. I mean, I think if Luke List is hitting that putt, he's looking at it for twice as long and you're going, I don't know.
Justin, I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Fame golfer. I mean, he's the level of talent is there. So there's some good young players right now. It's fun to watch.
It's crazy how many wins he has.
Just pulling them up, man.
Stacking them up.
Yeah. And now he's winning without his best stuff. You know, it's like.
I agree.
He's not on all 8 cylinders, and he's still winning golf tournaments now. So that's
no, I've watched a bunch of him the last 2 weeks. And like you were saying, like his misses are still brutally bad sometimes.
His short game and chipping and putting is really good, though. And
yeah.
He's getting himself out of trouble. And
I mean, I wouldn't say he's even putting it that outstandingly, though.
Yeah,
like,
me either.
I mean, he's getting it around, but...
He's just that good, where if you're that good, you can get the most out of your rounds.
Yeah, like, the last 2 weeks, I've watched a lot of him because of, like, PGA Tour Live. And after watching his rounds, it's kind of like, you feel like, eh, I don't know if he got
but
a hell of a lot out of it.
But 68.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't shoot 73.
Right. Well, it's like when Tiger shot, you know, whatever he shot the other day, and was like, that was the 69. And it was like, that was the worst I could have shot because he hit like...
It was too, man.
Right, because he was hitting them within 20 feet all day and just couldn't make a putt. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I was really surprised JT won this week because I felt like he was not really clicking on all cylinders. Just kind of...
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's winning on his B game or C game. So, who winds up with more tour wins when it's all over, Spieth or Thomas?
Thomas.
You think he outshines him?
He's a better all-around player. Spieth rides a hot putter.
Right.
I think that's all he does.
This iron game's pretty good, statistically.
Well, since last year.
Yeah, I mean, recently it's been good.
Horrible up until then. Then he put in a lot of work, but you're seeing what he is when he can't make putts
right
now.
So, that's totally true. I mean, if you think about his recent wins, at least, he's dropping 50-foot putts to win. I mean, there's no way Kuchar doesn't walk away with the Open Championship.
50 if, keeps making 20 and 30-footers.
Right. Over. I mean, you know, it's crazy.
That's how he wins.
Right.
It's unbelievable. But he's bad in putting now, and he can barely break or make a cut.
Well, and here's a thought. I can't see Jordan Spieth hitting some of the shots that Justin Thomas hit on Saturday at the U.S. Open last year.
Doesn't have the horsepower.
Like that 3-wood he hit into like 17 or whatever that was.
18.
Yeah. 18. I mean, I can't see Jordan Spieth hitting that shot.
He couldn't hit that shot. A lot of guys on tour can't hit that golf shot.
Yeah.
No, he's got some real talent. I agree with Grant. I think he'll end up with more majors. He'll have more tour wins. Yeah. He'll have more tour wins.
I don't know, because I think Spieth is going to win like three more Masters.
It wouldn't take that.
That's what's the one I can't reconcile how he even won two and contends, because it's just not his ballpark. But he,
right.
I don't know.
But if he putts it well there, if he gets it up and down and he putts it well, then, you know, that's so much of what that course is.
Mm-hmm. Anything else to really exciting?
Playing golf tomorrow, hopefully.
Where are you playing?
I don't know.
Are you playing tomorrow?
I'm going Tuesday.
Yeah, Jason and I are going to play Tuesday.
Xander was cool when you talked to him.
Xander was real cool. Callaway was cool to work with.
Yeah?
Yeah, asked him some good questions, some funny shit. And yeah, he was a cool guy.
Oh, our Gonzo, nice tournament over in Europe. He's going to be doing it this week or next week for the podcast. He sent me a message saying, let's set it up. So he was, what, fourth or fifth?
Good over an Omen or whatever?
Yeah.
Cool.
He had some... all rounds in the 60s, so.
Nice.
Eddie Pepperell wins.
Yeah,
that was awesome, good. Man. He rolls a Bettinardi, too.
Yeah.
They're getting lots of international wins early in the season.
He's like Grayson Murray over there, you know, in terms of Twitter and
stuff he'll say.
Saying what he wants.
Yeah, he blasts people. He just...
But it's no shock he won.
He's bombs.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's, he said basically today he's never really won anything, so he didn't know how he would do.
That's amazing.
He's like, yeah, you know, I'm good, but I've never really won.
Well, I looked up...
going back to anything.
So. Yeah, I mean, it ties into the Luke List thing. Like, he won one time on the web.com, right? And even, I mean, obviously I'm sure he won some time in college and whatnot, but it's not like a guy who had a bunch of mini-tour wins.
But coming out of college, Luke List was...
Yeah.
He was a big...
Oh, big, yeah. I mean, that was...
Well, because he hits the ball 320 yards in the air.
He was really good in college, so...
But...
Yeah, he'll win.
Luke List?
For sure.
For sure. He just... Yeah. I said he wasn't ready for it.
Today. Yeah.
He just
wasn't. Today was the day that...
But he double comes cross in second. On number three, that par five.
Yeah.
That was when I was like, he's fucked. Today, he...
More cursing.
But he hung in there and he grounded out. Beep. He'll be better for it going forward and he'll win. You know, he's...
Yeah.
Today wasn't his day.
And another interesting podcast. I think this guy would be interesting to talk to. Gomez said he'll try and do it the next couple of weeks, too. I think that'd be an interesting story of ups and downs and... See what he has to say.
Yeah.
Champions definitely. Tour coming up, so. Anyhow.
That's sweet. All I got.
Wrap
all
it right. up.
All right.
All right. Till next time.
Later. We're at dinner.